Zoran Mamdani, the new leader of the communist movement in America and New York City's future mayor, it looks like. They're having an election coming up in November, and he is far ahead of all of his other opponents in the polls by almost 20% and doubling their fundraising. At first, I just thought that he was a joke, but then I forgot how many morons there are throughout America in Democrat cities where they're concentrated and how many immigrants there are in New York. And over the weekend, he attended the annual Men's Day event in Brooklyn, pretending to be one, where he failed miserably at attempting to bench press a measly 135 pounds. I know that this looks like those are 35-pound plates, but they actually are 45 pounds. There he is, unable to do it without the help of the spotter. That's not just someone spotting. Let me get three. Look how happy he is to pretend to do two plates, which, I mean, I don't know, maybe times have changed, but back when I was in high school in the 1990s, that was a standard weight for warming up. Compare and contrast this soy boy with a real man on the bench press, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is more than twice his age. Zoran the Moron is, I think, 33. RFK Jr. is over 70. I haven't been counting, but you get the point. The current incumbent, Mayor Eric Adams, is 64 years old, and he was also at this event and posted this video comparing him to Zoran the Moron over there, getting some help from the spotter, okay, but having a lot more command of the bar. A 64-year-old man versus a 33-year-old soy boy. So, understandably, Zoran is the laughingstock of the internet among men and many women, like Riley Gaines, who posted this video showing her commanding what looks to be 150 pounds. This video is obviously shot during COVID. Everyone's wearing masks, but much stronger back probably in her college days than Zoran Mamdani, the communist leader of America. The best take on this whole situation comes from this guy who posted, Zoran not benching 135 pounds isn't a big deal. I actually served with a few Marines who couldn't do that, and we never gave them a hard time. We just didn't want them worrying during pregnancy, and we knew they would get strong again after coming back from maternity leave. Heck, back when I was in high school, I was in the 250 Club. And of course, a lot of people are posting footage of themselves online, putting Zoran to shame. So here's a little throwback. This is me in 2006. And yes, I know this wasn't a full bench. I wasn't going down and touching my chest. Had some shoulder issues back then, but still not bad if I say so myself. But Mamdani, being a little sissy boy, pales in comparison to his planned policies. If elected, he wants to legalize almost all crime. He wants to eliminate police from arresting people for misdemeanors. So then we'll see mass lootings inside stores like we see in parts of California because, well, theft will be legal. That includes legalizing prostitution, which caused current Mayor Eric Adams, who's a former police officer, to ask. He doesn't know where that is in the Quran. This is also the guy who wants to increase taxes on whiter neighborhoods. This is a guy who is not a native-born American. Just one more reason why we need at least a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. That way we can slow down the invasion and the takeover of American cities by people like this. This is in Minnesota. This is Ilhan Omar's area, which has a Somali stronghold.
At the chain! Congresswoman at the chain!
Yeah.
See that I got some of the behind
me. I'm sorry, but if you can't speak English, you should not be allowed to be in America on anything other than a brief vacation for maybe 14 days max. Otherwise, you gotta go. There are 55 million, quote, legal immigrants in this country on work visas, which is part of the reason why over 2 million people signed a petition supporting that illegal alien from India, the commercial truck driver who didn't know how to drive and caused an accident, killing three people. Things are so backwards in our country when it comes to the left catering and encouraging the invasion of non-English speakers that this girl, who is an American citizen because she's from Puerto Rico, which is an American territory, making them actual citizens, she graduated the public school system in Connecticut. Her teachers allowed her to graduate, and she was accepted in the University of Connecticut without being able to read English.
Did you ever think you'd be going to college here?
No, never. Never in a million years.
In some ways, Alicia Ortiz is living an American dream.
Of course she is. She got accepted as a diversity applicant as part of the affirmative action discrimination into a major university, even though she can't read our language.
The 19-year-old began her freshman year at the University of Connecticut in Hartford this fall. She's excited to study public policy, the culmination of hard work after moving north from Puerto Rico as a child.
Hard work, huh? By not learning our language in over 11 years?
Do you remember when you first came to Connecticut?
Yes, I remember I was very nervous, but I know it was going to be better opportunities for me to learn.
But Alicia says those opportunities never came to fruition. Even today, could you read this, or would it take you a long time?
It's impossible. I just see his words everywhere.
Alicia graduated from the Hartford Public School System last year, but she says today she is illiterate. She still doesn't know how to read or write. When she was in early education,
they would just either tell me to stay in a corner and sleep, or just draw pictures, flowers for them.
This means that every single one of her teachers in every single grade, from elementary school through middle school through high school, just passed her, even though she couldn't even take a single test, couldn't read any of the assignments, couldn't do anything. This is why President Trump designated English the official language of the United States. Something that is sad that it needed to be actually done. Something that was just expected as the norm when the country was founded until fairly recently when we've been taken over by foreign invaders. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but many millennials are finally growing up and realizing the errors of their youth. Not to mention, many Zoomers are hardcore right-wing. I'll maybe do a video on that in the future. But here is a woman who once was drinking the Democrat Kool-Aid and now sees the light.
I was 25. I helped get AOC elected. I made a video for her campaign that went super viral. I met her a ton of times, and I was a huge AOC person. Now I'm 35, and like every stereotypical person, I've grown up, and I've learned that these feel-good politics of promising free food, free college, free apartments, like it feels so good when your frontal lobe is not fully developed, and you're thinking more in black and white that this is going to be good, right? You're indoctrinated as a young person in America to believe that capitalism is bad and all your problems are because of these evil business owners. But I have
and white people
to warn young people, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And we've seen time and time again in countries and cities that adopt these socialist programs is that the rich people who are going to pay for them are going to leave because of a high taxes. And then one example of this on a smaller scale is in New York in 2019, there was a law that was passed by the state house, all Democrats, to pause rent hikes on rent stabilized apartments. Landlords, because of this law, can only raise the rent by 2%. So say in 1970, someone was paying $200 a month. You're now going to be paying $220 a month in 2025. But the problem is that rent stabilized apartment needs to be renovated and brought up to 2025 code. So because of this law, what's happened is now there are tens of thousands of empty apartments in New York that are rent stabilized that the landlords are not renovating because they know they cannot make their money back if they renovate them. And again, these landlords are not like evil people. Many of them are small businesses. You know, they're living, they're working on a margin. And so it's not affordable for them to. Landlords are letting these apartments now sit empty and go into foreclosure. And so that's why we have such a bad housing crisis right now in New York, is because of these leftist policies.
Well, it is that, but it's also the illegal aliens who your tax dollars are paying to put up in fancy hotels, $300 a night, and not to mention the ones who are here legally, who are then also causing and contributing to the housing crisis.
That feels so good to vote for, but you guys have to understand, like, that's not how things work. Mom Donnie, like, I think he's tapping into something that's so real. This feeling from young people, they want to make a difference. They want the world to be a better place. But unfortunately, his policies are not going to be the things that fix our city. The policies that we really, really need are going to be less regulation, less taxes, guys. We need more innovation from individuals and less government in our lives.
There's hope for the kids after all. And speaking of immaturity, Gavin Newsom is trying a new social media strategy, trying to be cool, trying to get hype started for his inevitable 2028 presidential campaign, where he is now having his social media team troll people. And the liberal media is eating it up. There's some MSNBC, soon to be MS Now. You probably heard they're changing their name because their parent company doesn't want them to tarnish the NBC brand any further. Why Gavin Newsom's social media posts trolling Trump are oddly effective. Oh, they just love it. Part of his new trolling strategy was launching this new merch at his website, gavinnewsom.com, which he's calling The Patriot Shop, which is designed, I guess, to try to make fun of MAGA merch. He is literally selling a hat, which not a single person in America has bought, that says Newsom was right about everything in the style of a Make America Great Again hat. Selling this tank top that says Trump is not hot. And this red hat that says Real Patriot. I'm sorry, if anybody sees somebody wearing a red hat that says Real Patriot, you're going to automatically assume and know that that person is a Republican. This is not a joke, by the way. This is not somebody doing a satire of Gavin Newsom. This really is his story posted on his Twitter account. The Patriot Shop is now open, even making fun of Donald Trump's kind of hyperbole, his puffery as a salesman. Many people are saying this is the greatest merchandise ever made. But brace yourselves, because you ain't seen nothing yet. There is mega cringe coming in 3, 2... Soon, he says, MAGA will have a whole new meaning. Coming soon for your next boat parade. You are very welcome, patriots. And they put a mock-up of a flag. A Make American Gavin Again flag. Get it? MAGA? Make America Gavin Again? Listen, I kind of like some boomer memes. I'm a little bit of a boomer at heart myself, as you probably know. But I don't know what this is. Of course, if you want real patriotic merch and you want to support my work, head on over to my online store at markdice.com and order the Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, the new Alligator Alcatraz shirt, the War Is a Racket shirt, that's a quote from Smedley Butler if you're not familiar, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, as well as women cuts and tank tops, too. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.